Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Be kind. You've heard this how many times before? A phrase we hear a lot today, or maybe we should hear more of these days. This show is about kindness, about helping others in our schools, our neighborhoods, and communities. Each week, we'll be talking to new people who are helping out our communities, assisting with and running charities, mentoring youth, speaking out about health awareness, and so much more. We'll highlight issues that affect all of us on an individual, family, and community level. Welcome to Be Kind Always. Hi, it's Charlie Weddle, your host for Be Kind Always. Welcome to the show. You see it more and more every day. It's an ongoing struggle for so many people. It affects individuals, it affects families, children, adults, and it happens in every community. I'm talking about homelessness. Now, how can we help? How can we break the cycle of homelessness? Well, it starts with each and every one of us, and it starts with education, assistance, and extending a helping hand. Joining me today is Jordan Moreno. She is the Director of Events and Marketing for Homeward Bound. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are things?
Good, good. Happy to be here.
I know, right? It's been a while. For those of you who don't know Jordan, Jordan used to work with us here at the radio station, and now she's stepping back in and doing new things, and I'm excited for you. This sounds like quite an amazing project. How did you get involved with Homeward Bound?
Thank you. Yeah, it was nice to be back and nice to give hugs to everybody. And, you know, I got a little surprise for Andreas that I brought with me. But getting into nonprofit, it was something that I wanted to utilize the skills that I had from working here at Intercom and be able to shed light on, like you said, the issue of homelessness and to be able to put those skills, kind of flip the script. And now you're the one interviewing me and I'm able to tell these stories.
Right.
So I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. It is something that I see every day. Just driving down 7th Street coming into work, and you see people posted up in the same place, you know, selling water or looking for change or looking for food or whatever it might be. I have a pretty good feeling, and you may or may not agree with me. I don't think that anybody who is homeless chooses to be in that position.
No, they don't.
I think there are many, many circumstances that put them there. Can you touch base on some of those things?
Yeah, especially with families. You know, you do see, when we think of a homeless person, we think of that person on the side of the road, that person that is panhandling, something like that. However, the individuals that we serve at Homeward Bound are different, and we kind of call them an invisible population.
Sure.
Because it's not that stereotypical homeless person that you think about.
It's not the guy on the corner. It's not.
No, with and having children, there's a sense of pride kind of that you want to maintain.
Sure.
And also being afraid to get your children taken away from you being homeless.
Right.
So a lot of these families are living in cars. Mm-hmm. A lot of the families that come to us have been living in their cars for months on end.
Wow.
They're living in hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. They are living with family members. They're couch surfing.
Right.
Kind of temp house to temp house to temp house. Mm-hmm. The individuals that Homeward Bound serves are not necessarily in an emergency situation,
right?
But that next step, they're ready to get back on their own 2 feet.
Right. Now, the program at Homeward Bound is quite extensive as far as how you serve, how people get involved in the program. Is there a way that you find this family, or this family is, you know, couch surfing? How do they get involved with Homeward Bound? Is there a way that they, is it through their church? Is there some way that they get involved with you, that you take them on? How does that happen?
Right. Well, we also realize that we alone cannot solve the issue of homelessness.
Right.
So we really try to partner with agencies across the board to, you know, put our name in the hat for let us help you.
Mm-hmm.
But also we partner up with those emergency shelters. We do partner up with churches. We do partner up with just an online search is sometimes the way that people find us.
Right.
But we do try a lot of word of mouth. And then there is a couple steps. There are a couple steps that these families have to go through in order to be accepted.
Right.
So the three things, the number one, first and foremost, is they have to have custody of at least one child under the age of 18.
That is the stipulation to be in Homeward Bound.
Yes. Okay. We only serve families. So while there are plenty of individuals that need the help, we are serving families and focusing on parents with children.
Okay.
So that's number one. Majority of the clients that we serve are single moms, and I would say about 92% right
now. Wow.
Single moms is what we're finding a lot of the time.
That's incredible.
So that is step number one. They have to be free of drugs or alcohol for the last 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then step number three is they have to be willing and able to work. So if they don't have a job when they come to us, that's, you know, what we hit the ground running trying to do.
Right.
Is getting them not just in a minimum wage type position, but somewhere like a call center or where they can move up the ranks to be a branch manager, to be a supervisor of something and something to sustain themselves.
Right.
Because, you know, as you know, becoming more and more prevalent is minimum wage.
Right.
You can't survive on minimum wage, especially with kids.
Right.
Yes.
It's more challenging and it's harder to find daycare and affordable daycare. And it just doesn't.
I have one kid and it is so expensive.
Tell me about it.
Yes. Having the child, number one. And then, you know, the diapers, the formula, the wipes, the child care.
Yes.
Imagine having to put your child in a child care center, but not having, you know, what that trade-off there.
Right.
Do I go to work? I have to go to work to provide for my child, but then I'm paying, you know, XYZ for the child care. So
I'd have to think that there's a lot of education that you'll do too with the family, either the single mom or the family where it's like, okay, so here's how you make a budget. Here's how you, you know, plan out your finances. So if you do have a job and you do know that it costs X amount of dollars to do this, how does that work? And how do you budget yourself so that you are A, clothed, fed, have a job, and the kids are taken care of at the same time? That has to be a part of this program as well, right?
Absolutely. And that is a lot to think about, you know, never mind just trying to say I love you to your kids, where is my next meal going to come from? So education is very important to us. And as soon as someone is accepted into our program, they're paired up with a case manager that teaches them to budget and watches their finances very closely. So they meet on a weekly basis with what are your needs? What are the things that absolutely have to be met? And then, you know, how do we ebb and flow with the amount of money that's coming in. So they pair up with the case manager, but also to get them started, we allow them to come through our pantries. So we have a home starter essential sort of pantry, if you will, food, and then clothing for both the adults and the kids.
Wow.
And we really focus on, for the adults, that work appropriate type clothing.
Right.
Things that you would want to wear to a job interview.
Sure.
Something that would make you feel good about going to work.
You know, and that's part of the battle, you know. It's when you look good and you feel good in what you're wearing and you go, you exude a little bit more confidence in an interview, right?
It is. The psychological side of homelessness is something that's very interesting.
Right.
And confidence is a key piece of this.
Sure.
You know, these women a lot are fleeing domestic abuse, but just the psychological side of homelessness, that stipulation that you put on yourself and that kind of label that you put on yourself, that it can be hard to shake. So that's part of the program too.
Yeah. And it's got to be hard, especially for a single mom or even those families that are trying to do everything that they can and having that stigma that, man, I can't pay the bills and I'm borderline homeless or I am homeless. And that's hard to get over, you know, right there. So your confidence level is just shot.
So we do what we can, you know, and even if we just make a dent in it, we are happy to be able to do that,
right?
To provide confidence. But like you said, when you look good, you feel good, you do good, you are you know, just raising to that next level, and it's important.
You have some great success stories on the website, you know, people who are in in the program currently or have been through the program where they can tell their story and here's where I was and here's how Homeward Bound helped me and here's where I'm going now. And I think that you guys provide such an amazing service for those folks. Tell us about some of those success stories. Is there one that kind of sticks out with you that you can go, oh yeah, that was a pretty amazing. And you don't have to use names or anything like that, but just maybe in general, a really good success story for you.
Oh, there's so many success stories, right. And our offices are on campus. Mm-hmm. So we see our clients every single day.
Wow.
We kind of build a rapport with them. We right. see them, we see their journey. Mm-hmm. And you can even see it in their faces coming in and out,
right.
the beginning of the program through that year later,
right.
and just the difference in the people,
right.
the kids, the adults. I actually had a really great opportunity to sit down with a few of our families and just kind of deep dive interview with them,
right.
of tell me about you. And they were open and they were willing to kind of get vulnerable with me, which
sure.
I loved, of course. But a story that really stuck out for me was a mom who had a salaried job.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a full-time
right.
employee, salaried position, and she was homeless. She couldn't afford her apartment.
Really?
They were evicted. She mm-hmm. had four kids.
Wow.
So she has four kids with her. The oldest was about 16,
single
down
mom.
To maybe 5 or 6. Yep, single mom. Mm. And so they were living out of their car for 6 months. And she told me after they were evicted, they had no idea where to go.
Right.
And just kind of the clothes on their backs, packed up the car. They mm-hmm. had a big enough car that they could all live in it.
Wow.
And she would tell me that they would sleep in different Walmart parking lots every night.
Wow.
And in the morning, they would all brush their teeth and she would drop her kids off at school. She would go to work. And in the afternoon, she'd pick them all up. They'd go to a different parking lot and sleep.
Wow.
For 6 months.
Are you kidding me?
It's
a salaried job.
Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show that you can't judge a book by its cover.
Sure.
Pretty much.
You just never know.
No, you never know.
Everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can only imagine in hearing some of those things. And now she's in the program or she's done with the program?
Yeah,
or?
So she's almost done with the uh-huh. program now. And we are really excited about both of course, the large victories.
Right.
Of course, that, you know, that increase in pay
yeah.
or that better position, because we have a full-time workforce development staff
right.
that helps them to get in these positions.
Sure.
But also, what really kind of struck home with me, and of course, as a new mom, I'm like, oh, that's the best thing ever, is that she was talking about the way that she was able to parent her kids
mm-hmm.
and the way that she is just so proud of herself because
right.
she knows how to tell her children that she loves them
right.
and to make sure that they know her love
and
for them.
And they hear that
they
every
hear
day.
It. And that they are now proud of their mom.
Oh, yeah.
And that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And she just said that the change in her kids is what is driving her every single day.
It's one thing to walk around and you know, people that you work with or people that you know or friends, and it is what it is. But when you're family, when it's all about family, like for me, you know, a lot of things matter, but the most important thing to me is my family and how they feel and how they're taken care of. And
yes.
if that would ever be shook because of quote unquote homelessness or whatever it might be, that again, as we were talking about before and how that works on your psyche and how it works on your confidence that you're just, man, my kids don't even, you know, respect me because I'm homeless or we're
yeah.
homeless,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's good to hear stories like that where they can come out. And you mentioned something in there too, where you help folks get jobs or help them with work and so on and so forth. How does that work with Homeward Bound?
So when they come into our program, we have tons of classes for them to take.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things being really tailoring an approach to what it is that they need, because there's no blanket answer
right.
for everyone to fix it, to break that cycle. So we do have tailored approaches and tailored programs for both the adults and the children.
Mm-hmm.
So when the adults come in, maybe they need their GED.
Right.
Maybe they need resume building. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the position that they're in is kind of dead end.
Right.
So they need those connections to be able to move on to the next thing.
Life skills. Sure.
So we have full-time staff that's dedicated to that. And there's an employment lab that's open on our campus mm-hmm. Monday through Friday. And they can come in and the staff in there is amazing. And really, they just help with what needs to be done. What is this next step?
Right.
And how do we get you to that next place? And really, from the time that someone is accepted into our program to then that year later when they graduate, we're seeing an average of an increase of $12 per hour.
Wow.
Yes.
That's so pretty amazing.
Whenever they come in, that on top of that $12 an hour. Mm-hmm. Which we're really excited about that.
Sure.
That's awesome.
And the success rate is pretty incredible, too. I mean, for people coming into the program for you guys after a year, it's pretty good.
Yes, 86% never return to homelessness.
That is unbelievable.
Yes, and being able to afford a place on their own, that's success. That's awesome for us.
How many people, now where's campus exactly?
It is off Coulter and 23rd Ave.
Okay. And how many people are on campus or families or, you know, how many families would you say?
We have 76 units. Mm-hmm. That's a little apartment campus
sure.
that we have. And it really is a beautiful space.
Right.
You know, when people come, I encourage anyone to come out and just tour the campus because it is not what you think of.
Right.
We have green belts, we have parks for the kids, mm-hmm. we have basketball courts.
Right.
We want for the individuals living there and the families living there to have that sense of pride and mm-hmm. that sense of home. They're
right.
there for a year. We want
sure.
it to be a community for
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
We want them to feel supported by their neighbors and to get to know their neighbors and
right.
to know that they're not going through it by themselves.
You just said community. Do you see the families interacting and helping each other out too? I mean, I would assume that has to be a pretty big thing there, right?
It does. We have hosted community meals mm-hmm. on campus.
Sure.
A lot of our volunteer groups, that's what they really want to do.
Right.
So we have regularly scheduled community meals where everybody comes out into the main garden area
right.
and enjoys a meal together. You sit
right.
down with your neighbors, but we really notice in the kids. The kids
oh, yeah.
love to hang out with each other.
Of course.
They'll go knocking on doors and you know, let me in and just walking into their friend's
Johnny
house.
Can Johnny come out and yes. play? Oh, I love that.
That innocence of a child.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really notice it in the kids, but you can tell that the families are friends mm-hmm. and you can tell that they do support
sure.
each other.
Right. And you mentioned the kids and the kids doing what kids do. Do you help the kids out as well through this as far as, you know, their psyche, their thought process of being homeless and how that translates to them and going to their schools. So like, you know, mom lives in the car with the kids or, you know, how do you work with the kids in helping them through this whole process as well?
With the children, that's the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how we are going to make sure that, you know, they see that mom or dad may be in this homeless situation, but
right.
that they don't have to expect that for themselves.
Exactly.
So we have a library on campus. We have after school programs that we really dive into. Our entire staff is certified trauma support specialists.
Right. I was going to ask
all of
about
us
that.
Are
mm-hmm.
yeah, certified trauma support specialists
mm-hmm.
to be able to pick up on those cues from
right.
the children.
Sure.
And then know how to respond. So maybe when someone is acting out or yelling in the library,
right.
it's not because you know they're an unruly kid.
Right.
It is because of all these traumas that they've endured at such a young age, and
right.
they're trying to work through that. They don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have music therapy on campus. We have sports programs that come in, really focus on healthy eating. So we have a childcare center.
Right.
On campus as mm-hmm. well, that the families can drop off their kids at a very minimal cost to mm-hmm. have childcare while they are
sure.
at work. And while they're there, we provide diapers, wipes, and formula for the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the older children receive two meals and a snack.
Nice.
Completely free.
Right.
And most child care centers, that's not the case. You have
yeah.
to provide the diapers or
sure.
they won't even accept the child that
right,
day.
Right, exactly.
So just one less thing for the parents to have to worry about.
Right, absolutely. No, that's great. Now with, organizations like yourself, there's always that fundraising aspect. There's always those ways where you need to get money. You are not funded by the government.
We are not. We are only 6% government funded.
That is incredible.
Mm-hmm. So we really focus and lean on our community partners right. and individuals mm-hmm. for fundraising.
You have an amazing fundraiser coming up.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And I love the title of this. It is the Old Bags Luncheon.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? That is great.
Yeah. It's my bread and butter.
I love that. Yeah. But it is a lot different now. It's going to be Wednesday, November 20th at 10:30 out at the Arizona Biltmore in the Citrus Pavilion, which is yes. all new for you guys.
Yes, it's an all new event space at the Biltmore.
Right.
And Old Bags Luncheon, just like it, I mean, it insinuates, it's new and gently used designer handbags to
sure.
raise money for Homeward Bound. So
right.
fundraising doesn't have to be boring. It
right.
doesn't have to be just cutting a check.
Exactly.
This is something that is fun. We're giving new life to handbags
mm-hmm.
and in the same time providing a new life for homeless women and children.
Right, exactly. So tell me, how does someone get into the Old Bags Luncheon? Like, I don't need a bag. But how would like,
sure?
I know, right? I don't need that bag, but my wife, on the other hand, you
right.
know, stuff like that,
yes.
where how can they get involved? Obviously, there's going to be more information at the website and stuff, but
yeah, easiest place to find all of the information is our website. It's homewardboundaz.org/oldbagsluncheon.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, it's handbags, it's art, it is jewelry by Katie Richards, all silent auction pieces, silent
right.
auction format. And then we move into the tent and there is lunch and a kind of interactive vintage fashion presentation
wow.
by designer Nicole Miller.
Right. I saw that she's going to be there. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. There's tickets available still on our website. homewardboundaz.org/oldbagsluncheon.
Right.
So I guess, I mean, we'd love to have you join us.
Mm-hmm.
We would love, there's tickets and sponsorships available.
Right. Now the sponsorship for a table, was interesting reading here that takes care of 3 children for an entire year.
It does.
Wow.
Yep. Just a basic level sponsorship.
Right.
So you can be helping out 3 homeless children for an entire year.
That's
something
incredible.
To feel good about.
No kidding.
And have an amazing afternoon.
Oh,
in
my
the time.
Goodness. Well, good stuff. Let's see. What else is going on with Homeward Bound AZ other than the fact that you are working so hard to put families back on their feet again? Again, something that a lot of people will kind of shy away from and try to maybe not accept that help because they're too proud.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you offer to them, how they get involved. Is there something, any more information that I can get from you as to how we could pass that along to those people that might be in that situation?
You are not alone. And
right.
I think that is important to know and sometimes hard to wrap your head around.
Hard to ask for.
Hard to ask. It is hard to ask for help.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It is. But just knowing it's all confidential,
mm-hmm.
the enrollment process when you come to Homeward Bound,
right.
everything is confidential. We know that safety is a priority
sure.
and we take that very seriously.
Right.
So please come to us if you need those, you know, that assistance.
Right.
But also we're looking to expand our services over the next couple of years so
right.
that maybe you are not homeless, but you're on the brink of homelessness.
Right.
Maybe you are down on tough times. Something happened.
Yep. In debt.
In debt.
Yeah.
You know, temporary loss of a job, or
mm-hmm.
maybe you had to go to the hospital for some reason.
Sure.
And you're on that verge. We're going to be expanding our services to then be able to fix that before mm-hmm. you need our intervention services that
right.
we provide right now.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can people in general become volunteers? I mean, it's a big task, but you always need volunteers, right?
We always need volunteers. Every day we are accepting donations, in-kind donations.
Sure.
of course, like, monetary donations too.
But, right, but what kind of things would I donate? Would I donate if I, like, clothing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We furnish all of the apartments as well.
Sure.
So that's a place to go for small furniture.
Right.
Keep in mind that these are, you know, they're modest two-bedroom apartments.
Right.
But small furniture, we love to take work-appropriate clothing,
mm-hmm.
clothing, toys, anything for children.
Right.
We love that. We have so many kids on campus. We have about like 300 kids on campus.
Uh-huh.
So yes, that's a lot of kids to keep occupied, to clothe, to feed. With the holidays coming up, I think that it's a great opportunity to kind of open your eyes to something new, to a new organization. And it's the time that a lot of people love to get involved.
Right.
So we are accepting volunteers. That can also be done through our website, our volunteer application.
Mm-hmm.
And something needs to be done every day on our campus, whether it is, you know, the kids kicked rocks all over the place and sweeping those rocks back in, or organizing the library, providing a community meal, refurbishing the apartments, because we have a very small team. So maybe the apartment needs repainted before a new family moves in.
Sure.
There is, across the board, things to do, and we welcome volunteers.
Nobody's sitting around going, I don't know what to do today.
No, no, never.
There's always something going on.
Always.
All right. And they can get information at homewardboundaz.org to find out how they can become a volunteer and make donations and everything, right?
Yes. Excellent. We would love it.
All right. Jordan, anything else before we wrap things up here?
Use us for your charitable tax credit donation.
That's a good point. Yes. I mean, a lot of people do that at the end of the year. They're like, all right, I got to do this. And they put it out there, and it's the time. So
an easy place to go. Yeah. You know, you don't have to think about it. Where should I send that money?
Right.
Homeward Bound.
There you go. And you're going to find that at homewardboundaz.org as well, right?
Absolutely.
Jordan Moreno from Homeward Bound, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
You're doing great work. It's good to see you doing something like this. Like now,
I miss you guys, though.
After you've become a brand and mom and everything, and it's definitely probably got a different feeling for you, right?
It does. It hits home a lot more.
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah, and being a parent as well with a couple of kids, it's like, man, I just can't fathom that situation, and it's good that you guys are out there. So
good
work.
Thank you.
All right, homewardboundaz.org is the place where you're going to get all the information. Jordan, thanks again.
Thank you.
Hey, and that's going to wrap it up for today. If you're looking for any information on anything you heard on the show today, things you may have heard you want more info on, please go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/BeKindAlwaysPodcast. It's one big word, Be Kind Always Podcast. Thanks so much for making a difference in the world and being a better you. We're all working for the same project. This is Charlie Weddle. Big special thanks to my guest, Jordan Moreno from Homeward Bound AZ. And of course, to you for your ears. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, be kind always. You can hear the Be Kind Always podcast on the radio with audio on demand on the radio station websites, theradio.com app, and wherever you get your podcast audio. Please click subscribe and notifications and give us some feedback so we can make a bigger difference. This has been the Be Kind Always podcast.